Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Elder and Evangelist White. Please go with us in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to live to see another day. God, I just ask that, I ask for a special prayer for both of our mothers for strength through this Mother's Day. Although their mothers have went on to glory, we thank God for the legacy that they have left behind. And so I ask that you touch my mother, and I ask that you touch my mother-in-law right now, Father God. And I thank you for blessing us with these beautiful women, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for seeing fit to allow me to be a mother. And I ask that you bless all mothers on tomorrow, Lord God, for Mother's Day. Allow your word to fall not only on good ground, but hearts to receive and ears ready to hear what the Lord is speaking in this hour. God, I ask right now that you will touch these lips of clay, that we will only speak, Lord God, and say, Father God, what you give us to speak and say. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. And good morning, Elder White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you doing this morning?
I am blessed, my love. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, doing pretty good. Glad
Amen.
To see your smiling face this morning.
You as well. Elder, my. What a topic do we have on today? Woo, I tell you, it's either holiness or foolishness.
Ooh.
Let me say that one more time, Elder White. It's either holiness or foolishness, and this is for all of us. Amen?
Amen.
I'm just going to give a quick two definitions so we can understand. Holiness, dedicated or consecrated to God. It is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
Foolishness, lack of good sense. Or judgment, stupidity. Don't get mad at Evangelist White. That's what the dictionary says.
That's what it is.
Elder, what do you think about this topic? It's either holiness or foolishness, and then we'll go to some scriptures after.
You know, when I think about it's either holiness or foolishness, I think it's important that Christians today understand that some ministries are business centered, and some are Jesus centered.
Jesus.
And today it is important to understand which ministry you are in.
Yes.
A business centered ministry uses Jesus to promote a business vision. And a Jesus-centered ministry incorporate business to support a Christ vision. Both are preaching Jesus.
Yes.
But one is for form and one is with power. Mm. And it's really easy to see the difference because lives are changed when Jesus is the main attraction. And holiness is its model.
My God.
Foolishness is observed when Christ is preached and lives are not affected or changed, and people are the same, and we are content with that. And that is it is foolish to come
good,
to
Elder.
Church.
That's real. Good.
You understand to preach a form of Christ,
but deny
the power or not see the power in the lives of people that are not changed. And to be content with that. And the only reason that would be is because we are a business first.
And you know, Elder, that is, oh my God, that is just so good. And I know that church is a business, but it's supposed to be a business second. A lot of churches have become a business first. So we're not looking at things spiritually first. we tackle things in the natural first.
Amen.
The things that man can do and that man can see with his own eyes. We do not go to the Holy Ghost anymore on how to run our churches. We say that God has given us a vision, but he always makes provision for the vision. But oftentimes we as man get in the way of what God is doing. God says he will equip. That means he will supply everything you need. But oftentimes we think we know more what we need than what God does.
And that's what happens. It becomes supporting a man's agenda. And when you are looking at supporting a man's agenda, Jesus stays out. And what you have in a lot of churches, you have a lot of static displays.
Jesus.
In other words, we are caught up in the form of having all the parts.
Yes.
And then that becomes the business of just ensuring that the parts are there.
Mm-mm.
And when that is the case, that you don't want to shake too much up, because as long as we can keep the form, as long as we can keep people happy, you understand,
Jesus.
And keep people entertained,
yes,
then we measure that as success.
Jesus.
We don't measure people's lives being changed.
About souls anymore, right, Elder?
It's not about soul.
Mm.
It's about just being in place.
Jesus.
And presenting a form.
But no power.
But no power, because in order to operate in power, lives is going to change.
My
truth
God.
Is going to have an effect on people's lives. Think about it. When Jesus came into a city or town when he was here.
Say it.
Lives were changed.
Amen.
People were healed.
Yes.
People were delivered.
Yes.
Blinds were given their sight.
Yes.
The ears of the dumb was opened.
Yes.
People was being raised from the
Jesus.
Dead.
Jesus.
You understand what I'm saying? Our agenda is to see people's lives change and to live a life of holiness.
Yes, not foolishness.
And when Jesus is the center, holiness then becomes the blueprint.
My God.
To get people there. It's the penicillin. You understand? Holiness
Go ahead,
is
doctor.
The penicillin.
Yes.
To infection.
Jesus, Elder.
That's the result. When you get a infection or a disease, you get a shot of penicillin.
Yes, you do.
A lot of times to get rid of a lot of those different diseases and things, it is a medicine. You coming into a hospital, amen, to be healed and
That's
to
right.
be cured. And holiness also is the thing that sustains you.
Come on.
It is the evidence
my God.
That my life has been changed and affected by God. And that is what our purpose is when we come to church.
Oh my God, Elder White, that's good. Let me give them word. Let me give them word so that y'all know it's not Elder and Evangelist White's word. Isaiah 35:8. Isaiah 35:8. And a highway shall be there, and a way it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Elder,
that's what it says.
That's what the word says. But if I may, one of the things that God was speaking to me is it's foolishness to allow the spirit of compromise to come into the house of God. We know better, yet we refuse to do better. And when there is no standard, the church gets sicker and not better. And when you compromise, you accept standards that are lower than the ones you know holiness standards are supposed to be. When the house of God does not want to discipline and tolerates the mess by overlooking the sin in the camp, church, it's time to repent.
Amen.
We don't want to discipline, Elder. We rather compromise, because once again, we're doing it as a business and we're not doing it as souls. See, people's souls is at stake. I don't have time to have an amen corner. I don't have time to be popular. Time is winding down. Jesus is coming sooner than we think.
Mm-hmm.
And so what God has given some of us,
We have to go when we see the people that are broken, and we see the people that are disheartened, and we see the people that are in bondage. Those are the ones that God wants us to speak a word to. Just like Ezekiel, he wants us to be able to breathe on those dry bones. But because there's so much foolishness going on in the house of God, those that are sick leave sicker. Those that are hurt leave in much more pain. Those that are in bondage are still in bound. Nobody is getting delivered. Nobody is getting healed. Why? Because we are allowing the church of God to operate like a circus. So much foolishness because we are man versus God. When, Elder White, is what I want to know. When did the house of God get to a place where that is accepted?
Well, it got like that again when it became good business. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to understand that church is can be good business.
Yes.
And you don't have to be a person that even really loves the Lord.
Jesus,
all you have to do is be
God.
A person that knows how to operate a business for the purpose of generating money, for the purpose of you know, just satisfying a ego. You know, this can be a form of a church, but we have the evidence of a God-centered church. A church that puts Christ first.
Jesus.
In that scripture that you was reading in Isaiah 35:5, really what that is saying is that when
35:8,
I'm sorry. But starting at that fifth verse.
Oh, amen. I apologize.
You know, and going down through that eight. When Christ, in other words, comes to set up his kingdom in the world, you understand, wonders and great wonders shall be wrought on the souls of men.
Jesus.
It's just evidence.
Mm.
By the word and spirit of Christ, the spiritually blind are enlightened.
Mm-mm-mm.
And those deaf to the cause of God are made to hear them readily.
Jesus.
That means that when you come to a Christ-centered church, there's a special message to change your life that puts you on course of God. And that becomes our focus. That becomes the most important thing.
You know, Elder, I also wanted to say that, you know, popular teaching has replaced the prophetic teaching. Image has replaced the anointing. And the church is reduced to tickling ears come Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
No anointing, Elder White.
Yeah.
We just form and fashion. We know how to look saved. We might even have things in position that look safe.
Static displays.
My God.
We used to have that in the military. You know, you know, and sometimes you may see static displays in your living rooms. And, you know, you got a lot of, you got your nice white living room set.
Okay.
And, you know, we got those special rooms.
Yes.
Where you can look at it. And
yes.
And you can see a form of possibility of something that presents itself to look good.
Jesus.
But that's all I care about, is it looking good.
My God.
I don't want it to be used.
My God.
I don't want you to have experiences in this room. Just come by and take a look at it and see, you know what I mean, what I have set up. You see what I'm saying? And many times that becomes a business. People are amused. In other words, it's amusing.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it is amusing to the flesh.
My God.
It is not something that is set up to touch your soul.
That's right.
And the word of God, and that's what makes it foolish, that we have all this power right within our hands to change lives.
Yes.
Jesus is ready to do it.
Yes.
But we hold him back.
My Lord.
Because by doing that, a lot of times, there's a lot of things that will disrupt the move of the business. You understand?
Yes,
Jesus
yes.
would get the credit. A lot of times we don't want Christ to get the credit.
Mercy God.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want, because God does things in such unorthodox ways. He takes the foolishness of the world to confound the wise.
My Lord. Elder, I tell you, boy, I one of the things that God was saying is, If you don't have a spirit of discernment, you cannot be aware if there's foolishness really going on where you choose to have church at.
Well, I'm not operating under the spirit of discernment.
Amen.
I don't want to discern. I don't want to discern. That does not become important because it's not about the soul.
Mercy, God.
You only need the spirit of discernment when you care about the soul before you care about the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because caring about the soul means that I'm going to tell you the truth.
That's
whether
right.
you like it or not.
Amen.
Because your soul
mm-mm,
is at stake.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
You see, and one thing we have to remember what Proverbs 22 and 15 says. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him.
My God.
You know, and the word of God is used for correction, for reproof. You understand?
Yeah.
So that means that there's going to be times where the truth and the intent of the word of God is not to hurt the people.
That's right.
Or run the people off.
That's right.
You understand? But it is to help the people.
And Elder, you know, I find that so funny about running the people off. The word of God runs the devil off. It doesn't run people. Because we're in the natural, we're looking at things in the natural, and we're not looking at it in the spirit. God is light, and the devil is darkness. They cannot dwell together. The light eventually is going to run the darkness out. Now, only God can do a conversion of the heart to make the people want to stay.
True.
You know, we used to discipline our children. We might have to spank them and whoop them. You know, we whooped them. Yes, I'm saying that on air. We didn't beat them. We whooped them. And even afterwards, we made sure that we explained why they got a whooping. But initially, we whooped them to get their attention to stop what you're doing right now. And then once afterwards, then we may have explained, you know, I didn't want to whoop you, but the reason I had to was because I told you not to do that and you keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we got to do it in the natural with our children, why would God not do it to the spiritual, to his children?
I don't know why we think that, because the Bible says that God chastises those whom he loves.
Come on. If he's not chastising you.
And he said, and if he can't chastise you or if he doesn't chastise you,
amen.
He said, you a bastard.
Okay.
Now, and that's word.
That's word.
I ain't cursing.
Amen. And Elder, you know, one of the things I wanted to say was when we ignore the Holy Spirit, when the complete work of God's Spirit is not embraced in the church, that body is already headed for trouble. Let me take you to the word. John 3 and 8 reads, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." And then if we go over here real quick to Ezekiel 37 and 9, it says, "Then say he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live."
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Spirit, Elder, when we put a restraint on it, and we do not allow God to flow the way he needs to, we not only hinder the body, we grieve the Holy Spirit. There is a reason why Jesus left us the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And there's only some things that the Holy Ghost can do. See, when we try to get in our own way and we try to do things in natural, we'll never see the sick healed. We'll never see the blind recover sight. But when we allow the Holy Ghost, when we allow the Holy Spirit to have its way and do exactly what he needs to do, then we start seeing the evidence. Then we start seeing people get healed and set free, and not just getting a touch of God, but really getting a deliverance and being able to sustain it.
Amen.
And another thing, Elder, is lack of godly leadership.
Amen.
We have to stop church trying to be friends and putting people that are not ready in leadership positions, because what's happening is a lot of leadership is being goats and they are tearing up the sheep.
You got to have a definitely a spiritual maturity.
Yes.
You cannot be a carnal-minded individual and try to handle spiritually-minded folk.
That's right.
Or you can't use natural-type thoughts and processes, things that we learned in the world, and try to apply that in the church.
Mm.
A lot of times we have different backgrounds. We have
yes.
some great backgrounds.
Yes, we do.
Where we are successful in the world.
Yes.
That does not always transfer over into something that works
Teach
in
elders.
The church.
Amen.
And a lot of times we don't take off those different hats that we walk, that you know that we operate in the world. It is a humility, and you have to be at the foot of Jesus. If I can just say one thing to give you an example of this. In the Bible, it talks about Jesus being in Mary and Martha's house.
Mm.
Those were his friends.
Yes.
These are the sisters of Lazarus
Come on.
From Bethany.
Yes.
And it talks about a time when Jesus was there
mm-hmm.
and people were coming over to the house.
Yes.
Of Mary and Martha really to see Jesus, but they had a moment to have Jesus to themselves.
Mm.
And it says that Martha was busy taking care of the house.
Yes.
You
Come
see what
on,
I'm saying?
Elder.
Making sure the house was clean,
mm-hmm.
making sure everything was set up,
yes.
making sure that everything was prepared to entertain people.
Yes.
But Mary,
Jesus.
She stayed at the foot of Jesus.
At feet. Woo, my Lord.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Mary and Martha got upset
yes,
because
she
was not helping her with
Come
the
on.
House.
Come on.
And Jesus said, listen, she chose the best part.
Yes, my Lord.
You know, to take this time to stay at my feet while she has time to be with me.
Yes.
In other words, there were two different mindsets.
Yes.
You know, and it seems like, you know what, what Martha was doing was something that was honorable.
Yes.
But when you got Jesus right there
Ooh,
in your house
Lord,
and at the center,
my Jesus.
I don't care about the house.
Yes.
I don't care about how the house looks.
Yes.
I don't care about what folks say or what folk is going to see.
Ooh,
but when
Lord.
I have an opportunity to have Jesus
yes.
and to be at his feet and to hear him, I'm staying right there up under Jesus. That's the
my
mindset.
Lord, my Lord.
That's the mindset.
Elder, I like that. I like that. And that is good. So another one is, you know, foolishness is lack of godly leadership. Another one that God gave was growth in numbers without growth in people.
Mm.
You know, everybody want a mega church, and you don't have mega anointing. Can I just put it out there? We want T.D. Jakes, but we don't know. See, everyone looks at the anointing, but you don't know what someone had to do to get that, nor do you know what they have to go through to sustain it. So it's better that you say, God, give me what you see fit, opposed to what I see fit. And so when we want to have growth in numbers, but we don't want to grow people, there's a problem. There's a problem when you want to put everybody in a position and we want to just keep growing the body, but we don't want nobody to grow spiritually.
Well, what happens with that too, and what happens in environments like that, it's, you know, it's hard for people who really have the right mindset
yes.
to really operate.
My Lord.
It really becomes hard. And, and another
yes.
sad thing is that what happens is that you have more mess that attaches itself
That's
to
right.
mess.
That's right.
And when there is no conversion, it explodes into something very ugly.
Amen.
At the end of the day, because we have to, as leaders, we have to be able to help people get to a place in God where they need to go so their lives can be, number one, can be saved.
Yes.
And that they don't find themselves in an eternal damnation at the result of us, you know, not giving them what they really need. Whether it causes them, you know, we have to leave them at the choice to decide.
Mm.
It's either holiness
or foolishness.
You can't say that you are associated with Jesus Christ.
Come on, Elder.
And not live a holy life.
Come on.
He said,
"Be
ye holy, for I am holy."
That's right.
So if you,
my God.
So that's why it behooves it just boggles my mind.
Yes.
How, and it's so foolish,
but
how,
you know,
we can try to operate
mm-mm.
as a ministry in the name of Christ
mm-mm.
and not be holy.
But you know what, Elder? It's because we don't have. If we can just call it what it is, we claim to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost convicts. The Holy Ghost is not going to allow you to stomach much. The Holy Ghost is going to open your eyes and allow you to see sin in the camp and speak to it and direct it, whether it offends people or not. Because you know what? The word of God is supposed to offend this flesh, this foolishness that we want to do.
But pride will cover it.
Yes, it will.
You know, because the Holy Ghost comes to lead and guide us, but it can't force us. We still ultimately make the choice to choose to listen or to choose to disobey.
Mm.
And then according to where your heart is at, you know, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Mm-mm.
So if you are so if you are moving for a man-made agenda or business cause, I'm going to still choose the business.
You know what, Elder, that goes right along into my next one. Another thing about foolishness is when ministry and work is incomplete. A church that goes backwards instead of forward is doomed, especially when God has given you the tools to go forward.
Amen.
Only a dog turns back to its vomit. I wanted to read real quick Ezekiel 33:30-33. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them.
Mm. One way or the other, you know, when you have the anointed of God in your midst, and you choose not to utilize or take advantage of it, you will know that they were in the midst. You will truly know. That was good. I don't know how much. Can I say one more scripture?
Yes, Elder. Yes, you may.
This is very important.
Yes, sir.
And I love that what you were saying, and when you was talking about the winds.
Yeah.
The wind bloweth where it listeth.
Yes.
This is the conversation that Jesus was having with Nicodemus.
Yes.
And he told Nicodemus, unless a man is born again,
yes,
he will not be able to see the kingdom of God.
Mm.
You would not be able to understand the things of God.
Yes.
And 1 Corinthians, I love what 1 Corinthians in the 10th chapter, starting at the 12th verse, says. Listen to these scriptures.
Hmm.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world,
Jesus,
but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God,
Jesus,
which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth,
my Lord,
comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's your church. 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness,
Jesus,
unto him.
Jesus.
Neither can he know them,
Jesus,
because they are spiritually discerned.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You see, if you are not even spiritually minded,
yeah,
we can't even talk about discernment.
My Lord.
Because you are operating, praise the Lord, under a worldly type of a mentality, carnal.
Hmm.
But he that is spiritual judge all things.
That's right.
Yet he himself is judged of no man.
Hmm.
For who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?
Hmm.
But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. And I just wanted to read those scriptures so that you can see the difference.
Amen.
Of when you are operating under the Spirit.
Yes.
And when you are operating under a natural agenda.
I like that. And you know, the reason Ezekiel 33:30-33, the prophet is a watchman to the house of Israel.
His business is to warn sinners of their misery and danger. He must warn the wicked to turn from their way that they may live. If souls perish through his neglect of duty, he brings guilt upon himself. See what those have to answer for who make excuses for sin, flatter sin, and encourage them to believe they shall have peace though they go on. How much wiser are men in their temporal than in their spiritual concerns? They set watchmen to guard their houses, to warn of the enemy's approach. But where the everlasting happiness or misery of the soul is at stake, they are offended.
Mm.
If the man or woman of God obey God's command and give a faithful warning.
Mm.
We apologize. That is all our time on today.
Oh, man.
Elder, I didn't even look up at the clock. Oh, my God.
Is it going off?
Yeah, we thank you for joining us for Food for Your Soul. We apologize for the time. It's just such good, and I should have been paying a little bit more attention. We ask that, God, you have touched everyone that was able to get on today. We ask that something was said, something that was read. We are your hosts, Elder and Evangelist White. If God says the same, we will be on
Happy
again.
Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you, baby. We will be on again next week, same time. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we. And we are signing out. God bless.
Amen. God bless you.